I used to want to save the world, this beautiful place, but I knew so little then. It is a land of beauty and wonder, worth cherishing in every way. But the closer you get, the more you see the great darkness simmering within. And mankind? Mankind is another story altogether. These are the opening words, spoken by one of the greatest heroines ever to grace the pages of a comic book and now the silver screen. Wonder Woman currently is rightfully a cultural phenomenon. Her box office numbers are off of the chart, and she's heading for one of the top five box office spots of all time. It is the first time Hollywood has put real resources behind a female superhero movie, and it has shown them that they waited far too long. The plot is simple enough. Diana of the Amazon leaves the secret island on which her people live to defeat the god Ares, the god of war, who has plagued history out of a desire to demonstrate how foul and broken humanity is. Along the way on this journey, she must discover not only who she is and what she is capable of, but also must come to understand humanity and humanness. And therein is where the tension lies. As she said in her opening words, the closer you look at the world, the more you see the darkness simmering within. This week, and now this weekend, these words feel ever too true. Nuclear war, white supremacy, terrorism. This is the darkness simmering within the last week. And if we are honest, it all finds its roots in a darkness that has been simmering within for generations. It is enough to make a person want to scream out in frustration and give up, which actually is the villain's entire plan in the movie. Ares, the god of war, decides the best way to defeat Wonder Woman isn't through some epic battle, but instead to show her the darkness of the people she believes she wants to protect and save. He wants to not break her physically. He wants to break her heart and her desire to make a difference. He believes that if he can shatter her heart and her hope through the realities of human hatred, she will be unwilling to try and stop him. Diana's darkest moment in the movie, as she reels from the realization of how broken the world is, that moment feels to me like this week has. That moment feels to me like too many weeks have. And that is how evil tries to win. And let me be perfectly clear. White nationalism is evil. White supremacy is evil. Blind nationalism that escalates to threats of war is evil. Fire and fury capable of killing millions and destroying our world is evil. And it is overwhelming, and it breaks our hearts, and it steals our hope. And that is how evil tries to win. That is how darkness tries to overtake us. But as God's people, we are reminded that a light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is how God's love, shown in Christ, is described in the opening of the Gospel of John. These are not just words we read at Christmas as a candle is carried up the aisle, reminiscing about some time long ago. When we say that a light shines in the darkness and the darkness did not overcome, these are words that continue to be true anytime someone in this world chooses love. That is the light. Wonder Woman articulates this in the closing lines of the movie, paralleling her opening words. I used to want to save the world, to end war and bring peace to mankind, but then I glimpsed the darkness that lives within their light. I learned that inside every one of them there will always be both. The choice each must make for themselves, something no hero will ever defeat. I've touched the darkness that lives in between the light, seen the worst of this world and the best, seen the terrible things men do to each other in the name of hatred, and yet the lengths they will go to for love. Now I know. Only love can save this world. So I stay. I fight and I give for the only world I know can be. This is my mission now, forever. I did not expect to get choked up reading the words of Wonder Woman. Only love can save this world. Not a superhero, not superpowers, but love. To understand Wonder Woman, not just the movie, not just the comic book, but this beautiful character that's been crafted and created, to understand Wonder Woman, you must understand that empathy and love are sources of power. This is not how love is always understood. Love is often maligned as touchy-feely, ineffective, and weak. Redefining love as a source of power is one of the lessons Princess Diana of the Amazon, one of the lessons Wonder Woman teaches us every time she confronts the darkness of this world. Love is heroic. Love is strong. Love is active, courageous, and bold. Love speaks up. Love shows up. Love stands up. This is the love to which we are called. This is the love we see in the life of Jesus. This is what will leave the world in wonder. When Wonder Woman is staring down machine guns, landmines, and a tank, she does so because she has empathy and love for people being victimized by war. She runs into a literal battlefield out of love. Now, this may seem like a rather intense parallel, but standing up for what is right, calling out racism in both its institutional and torch-carrying varieties, pushing back against the warmongering, this is not comfortable work. Naming what we see happening, what we expect from those in power, disagreeing with someone when it would be so much easier to pretend we didn't hear what they said or didn't see what they wrote, acknowledging our own biases, assumptions, and judgments? Is our love powerful enough to guide us in this work? This is one of the wonderful things about Wonder Woman. She shows us a hero who isn't driven by revenge, isn't driven by misguided justice or ego or fame. She shows us someone who is willing to run into a no man's land of violence and destruction because of love. We too are called to let love be the basis of our power. That is how the darkness doesn't overcome us. Defining love as powerful is not only something to be found in Wonder Woman, it is something to be found at the core of the Christian faith, in the life of Jesus, and in the scriptures reflecting on how we are invited to live that way. In my devotional reading this week, I came across 2 Peter chapter 1, a scripture I had not read in a very long time, and it fit so perfectly with the direction I felt Wonder Woman was taking me. Hear these words from the letters of 2 Peter. There we go. By his divine power, the Lord has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of the one who called us by his own honor and glory. Through his honor and glory, God has given us his precious and wonderful promises that you may share the divine nature and escape from the world's immorality and sinful craving and all that it produces. This is why you must make every effort to add moral excellence to your faith. And to your moral excellence, add knowledge. And to the knowledge, add self-control. And to self-control, add endurance. And to endurance, add godliness. And to godliness, affection for others. And to affection to others, love. If all these are yours, and they are growing in you, they'll keep you from becoming inactive and unfruitful. They will help you grow in the knowledge of Christ. Now, there is a lot in there. But here's what really spoke to me most. God has given us everything we need to overcome the darkest moments in this world. This is the same advice given to Diana, Wonder Woman, as she's learning who she is. The line from the movie actually graces the top of your bulletin. You are stronger than you believe. You have greater powers than you know. God has given us everything we need to overcome the darkest moments in this world. For God did not call us to build a home where all belong and then leave us without the ability or the resources. We are also encouraged by our scripture this day to be informed, knowledgeable, and thoughtful as a part of responding to the problems of our world. We're encouraged by scripture to think and to know and to learn. We should know the history of the Korean Peninsula. We should be aware of the arguments used to justify the presence of Confederate monuments. We should acquaint ourselves with the economic, sociological, and cultural influences that drive white supremacy. We should think through what it looks like to respect free speech while not allowing hate speech. God and our scriptures ask us to think about all of these things. I also appreciate that our scripture names endurance. The issues before us will not be solved in a day. We need to reach deep for the endurance to continue to be active in our response every single day. Now, I respect that there are moments you might need to unplug. You might choose at times to take a step back, not follow every news story, and turn off those breaking news alerts that seem to come in every 15 seconds. But please, as you do take those moments to step back, let them be moments of renewal instead of disengagement. Let them be moments that refill you so you can re-engage what's happening in our world. And our scripture reminds us that endurance is nurtured by affection toward others. We're reminded that in the midst of times like these, we have to be good to one another. It is too easy to let the frustrations we feel from the problems of the world create problems and frustrations in our own personal relationships. There's actually a wonderful subplot in Wonder Woman involving this ragtag band of guys that travel along Diana as she seeks to right the world's wrongs. Relationship, encouragement. Our scripture today gives us great guidance into the many steps we can take to push back against the brokenness and evil of the world. And as this list is made of all the ways we can grow in strength to overcome the darkness, what tops off the entire list? What's the highest goal in preparing ourselves to confront the world's problems? Love. Love. Saint Peter and Wonder Woman share a very common theme. Both of them know that we must choose love. This is what Wonder Woman is reflecting on in the opening and closing lines of the movie. The choice each person must make for themselves, something no hero can defeat. The darkness might simmer within this world of ours, but we have the power and the choice to respond with the one thing that can overcome it. When confronted with the darkness of this world, we are faced with a choice. Will we bring the light of love into that dark place? Love is the only thing that has ever overcome it. Love is the only thing that will ever overcome it. And we choose to bring light into this world when we accept and cherish that God loves us exactly as we are. We choose to bring light and love into this world when we accept and respect that God loves everyone else in this world exactly as they've been created. When we learn, when we endure, when we share affection, we are choosing to bring light into this world. When we speak up in love, when we stand up and show up in love, we are choosing to bring light into this world. And nothing can defeat or overcome the light we choose to live and share. That light, that love is our hope. For only love can save this world. So stay, fight, and give for the world that we know can be. This is our mission now, forever. Amen.